A high-level meeting in Lviv to talk about the war and its impact around the world. President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, discussing the importance of continuing to export Ukrainian grain to the world through a humanitarian corridor. Also, the situation on the ground at the nuclear power plant in Zaporizhia, still a major concern, occupied by Russian forces since March, and with fighting now increasing, fears of a major nuclear incident.
Military equipment and personnel should be withdrawn from the plant. Further deployment of forces or equipment to the site must be avoided. The area needs to be demilitarized. And we must tell it as it is. Any potential damage to Zaporizhia is suicide.
The presence of President Erdogan here in Lviv is seen by many as a new opportunity for progress. A key player in getting the site to strike the landmark deal on grain exports, Erdogan used his first visit to Lviv to repeat the need for continued diplomacy.
I personally believe that the war will come to an end at the negotiating table. It all comes down to finding the fastest and easiest way to the negotiating table.
President Zelensky welcomed Turkey's support but restated his position on talks at this point.
There is no trust towards the Russian Federation. I believe that in this diplomatic window there is Russian weaponry. That's why I'm surprised to hear that they'd be ready for some kind of peace. People that kill, rape every day, shoot cruise missiles onto our peaceful cities and infrastructure cannot want peace. That's why, first of all, they must withdraw their troops from our territory, and only then.
As fighting continues to rage in Ukraine's southern and eastern regions, civilians continue to die in what Kyiv says are targeted Russian attacks on residential areas.
It's been almost 6 months since the war began, and thousands of people continue to be evacuated, injured, and killed. And that's why it's crucial to find a way to a ceasefire to prevent further loss of life. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Lviv, Ukraine.